And it's 6 minutes after the hour. Today is Thursday, the 1st of August. I'm Ben Brown. You're listening to Agino Afternoon. Very quickly, the weather forecast for the rest of today is mostly cloudy with some patchy fog and some isolated rain showers, but relatively warm in the high in the mid-60s and south winds to 10 miles per hour. This evening, it'll remain partly cloudy with a low in around 50 degrees, but tomorrow, mostly sunny and high around 70. So that is just great. And of course, I'd like to mention that Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. But back to tomorrow and the fun things happening, I want to welcome Maureen Longworth, Trish Turner-Custard, and Gigi Monroe here to the studio at a Juno Afternoon. Welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you for having me.
So, we are looking at a summer block party tomorrow, and it's going to be very exciting because we're looking at celebrating 50 years since Stonewall and Woodstock. So, Trish, why don't you take it away and tell us a little bit about the festivities that we have in store for us.
Yeah, I will. It is a flashback to 1969, so we are going to celebrate the many achievements that happened that year. It's really quite an interesting summer. We had the Stonewall riots, we had Man on the Moon, and we had Woodstock. So these are all things that must be celebrated, and we're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to have performances by Gigi and his friends and her friends. We were going to have some Woodstock celebrations. We're going to spin some good old Woodstock tunes, the ones that we could censor and get on the air and not scare the children. We're going to have love bead bracelet making. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have palm reading. We're going to have Mo and Lynn come and talk about exactly what happened at Stonewall and some of the events that are going to be going on through the rest of the year commemorating that particular event.
Excellent. Well, for listeners who don't know, Stonewall is actually a bar. It's still there in the West Village. I lived about two blocks away when I lived in New York. I lived in Perry Street, and it's just down there on Christopher Street. There's a really cool bar across the street called The Monster, too, that's downstairs that has a much bigger dance floor, but I digress. But Stonewall's a great place, and it's become kind of a mecca for people who are visiting the Big Apple. But it's also a really important part of history.
Absolutely.
And so, Mo, you want to talk a little bit about the historical importance of Stonewall to all of us?
Yes. So one of the things that happened at Stonewall was Stormé Dalèvrie came out of the bar, was beat up by a policeman, and had blood dripping off her face and hollered out, "Somebody do something." And people came out of their houses. People came from all around. And the police actually ran off and, for the first time, left the LGBTQ people behind. Lynn's going to tell the details with a funny story tomorrow. And it's basically started a cry around the world of let's treat LGBTQ people equally. And the cry has not yet effectively changed our laws. In Alaska, we don't have equal protection under the law as in the United States federally. And our hope is that in having the Stonewall 50 Project here in Juneau, where we are as often as possible reminding the community that we're still going forward with LGBTQ rights in fun ways, like Trish Turner Custard's idea for the Flashback 69 tomorrow night, that we'll just keep putting that reminder out there and gradually change the world, which is what I think 69 was all about.
I was only two, so my parents, they let me watch the moon landing, but they wouldn't let me go to Woodstock. It was really far away, anyway. So, Gigi, what sort of fun things are you and your friends going to be doing tomorrow night? And I kind of know because one of your friends is my spouse, Shirley Wood.
Oh, yes. So Shirley will be joining us along with a few other drag kings here in Juneau, including one of our teen kings. This is really exciting because it's one of our all-ages opportunities to perform for the community. So if you're wondering if this is a family-friendly event, absolutely. Please, everybody is welcome. And we've got some performances that are throwbacks to the summer of 69. And then some modern twists as well, which are pretty interesting. It's been fun to team up with these guys to, talk about the importance of art and music and performance and drag as it was all kind of swirling around at that time.
Well, that sounds like a pretty a full complement of fun. Of course, this is part of the Juno Arts Humanities Council Summer Block Party season. I'm trying to remember. I think this is the ninth Summer Block Party because I think there were 11 total.
Wow.
I know because I had to number them as I was doing some of the promo spots for them. So like at all the other Summer Block Parties, there will be a beer garden for those of age. And we want to thank our friends at Alaskan Brewing Company for their incredible generosity in making sure people stay hydrated with beer. Like they did at Woodstock, I'm told. Again, I was two, so so that'll be fun. But then it's also got the all-ages, family-friendly component, games. Now, do you know, Gigi, are you going to be inside or outside? Because it's going to be 70 degrees. I know it can be difficult for drag queens to perform outside. So has the executive decision made?
I think we're inside.
We're inside, yeah.
Okay.
We'll be inside. It was decided,
okay.
Yes.
Well, that's not the end of the world because the back doors of the Jack main hall, of course, open up there. And so there'll be a lovely breeze wafting through.
Oh, I think it's great, you know, especially with all the work that's happening on the streets.
Right. Yeah, it's not quite the same over in the Centennial Hall courtyard with Egan Drive ripped up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good point. Good point, Trish. Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize it's free and it's at 5:30. So it's something a family can really do.
Absolutely. And people sometimes come a little before 5:30, I can tell you from past experience. And that's not the end of the world either. And sometimes they even stay a little later than 7. But the official hours are 5:30 to 7. And any of the proceeds that are raised tomorrow, for instance, from the beer garden, will actually be going to support the effort to build a new Juno Arts and Culture Center, the new Jack.
Yeah. I really want to encourage everybody to come out to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great music, a lot of great activities. We have fun things for the kids to do with the face painting and the bracelet making and the palm reading and things like that.
And we also costume. Want people to dress up.
Yes.
Exactly.
Costumes.
There's a costume contest.
There's actually a contest. So I was planning on wearing a tie-dye that I made, a Ben Brown original tie-dye.
Ooh.
Maybe a bandana. I don't know. We'll see. But it's definitely shorts weather.
Yeah.
And you do have to wear shorts. This isn't like the actual Woodstock where people really cooled off in the mud.
I want to disagree because you can wear one of your batiked long dresses if you happen to have one or anything else that's that era.
A sari, a robe, a toga.
And I have a warning. Someone I know, and I won't mention names, may come as a mother in a polyester dress looking for her daughter at Woodstock. So watch out.
All right.
Yeah. We're welcoming the establishment to come in costume also.
That's excellent. Well, this has flashback opportunity written all over it, so I think in the best possible way. So tomorrow it's the Summer Block Party over at the Jack, and it's celebrating 50 years since Stonewall and Woodstock and the Man on the Moon.
Yep.
And I want to put out a plea for other people to come forward like Trish did with this great idea, because we'd love to have other collaborations of ways to celebrate Stonewall 50 between now and the end of the year. And one activity that happens every month, I wanted to let people know, is PFLAG has a potluck hosted by Aldersgate United Methodist Church in the Valley, and the next one is August 9th. And everyone is welcome. It's a family event, and it's at 6 o'clock on Fridays, the second Friday of every month. And also the next thing coming up after that, that we know about, unless someone else plans an event before then, is the opening of my play, actually, Blue Ticket, Ferries Out of Alaska, which opens on Alaska Day, October 18th at McFeeters. And we are doing open auditions on August 17th at Holy Trinity in the afternoon from 1 to 4. There are opportunities for 4 gay male characters, 1 drag queen, and several other non-gay characters. It's a large cast of 10, and also a Native older woman character. So we're putting out a plea for people to please come forward and also be on our design team and production crew. All of it.
And so. your show's being – I've actually read the play. It's great. I'm sure you've revised it a little bit since the script that
I saw.
Because, I mean, you've done some readings of it. But so this is Generator Theater Company that's producing it for you?
No, it's Patricia Hall is producing it with under the Juno Community Foundation and with help from the Jack and the City Museum.
Okay.
And
so that's a change I hadn't heard
anyone
about.
Anyone can contact the group through blueticketak@gmail.com.
Excellent. And I would assume that even if the four characters are gay men, a straight man could probably play one of those characters.
Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure
vice versa. We have some older characters in the play, men and women, and they could be played by gay or LGBTQ people playing those characters who are straight in the play.
You really just need to be able to act. That's the key thing.
We like it being inclusive.
Yes, I love that. The theater loves that too. Well, that's great. So those are some good fun events to look forward to. I'll just mention, by way of being somewhat related, our spring musical at Perseverance Theater, where I'm the development director now, is Fun Home, which is based on the comic book by Alison Bechdel, which is autobiographical and has
that.
A Tony Award-winning score, won 5 Tony Awards by Janine Tesori. And those auditions are not done yet. I can't exactly tell you when they're going to be. I think some of the parts have been cast. But so that's another thing to look forward to. It'll be in 2020, but it's still going to be part of this season.
And JLO is another one of our sponsors for Stonewall 50, and they told me something today about next summer, which is in 2020, so Stonewall 50 will have happened already. I'm smiling at Gigi across the room here because it's opera is a drag, so you can look forward to that perhaps next summer.
That sounds fun. All right. Well, so thank you so much, Mo and Trish and Gigi. Anything else in closing you want to say to our listeners?
If you haven't noticed it yet, go to Main and Front and see the new Rainbow Street Crossing. Thank you, CBJ.
Very good. Okay. Thank you so much. And I'll see you all at the Summer Block Party tomorrow, I'm quite sure.
See you tomorrow.